Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday. We're back on the air, June 10th, and we have a great show waiting for you today. Danny looks rested. In a good mood. That's good. I'm kind of rested. I don't know. I'm already thinking of going to sleep tonight.
Which is crazy because I had the worst night's sleep of my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You are having a lot of sleeping problems.
Yeah.
You need to go to a doctor. You really do.
You've been hearing this for 10 months.
I have an appointment. Next Thursday, we're not going to have a show. I'm telling you.
Next Thursday, you're going to say, hey, listen, we're going to have a show today. I'm not going today. That's exactly what's going to happen.
No. Yes, listen, I need it. Yes. Sleep problems need to be taken care of, you know. They say the worst thing you can get is like high blood pressure and stuff, you know, and then you can get a fucking stroke or something.
Jeez.
I mean,
strokes have been taking people out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
Yeah.
The worst thing is if it doesn't take you out, then you're like half.
Yeah.
Friggin', have you seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, to other news. We're going to be talking about dating and sex today, folks.
Which so you makes me stay happy. Tuned.
And me too. You got to stay tuned because God knows I need some fucking help, man. And I'm sorry.
Okay, wait.
Sorry about the F words, but it's
so good. I can finally be a little crude.
Okay,
oh, great. Yeah, this is the perfect spot for you.
So this is our guest, and we'll bring her on in just a second. And what were you going to say?
I was going to say, let's talk about the weekend. Let's talk about this all-white party.
Oh, you want to talk about
that?
Yeah,
I want to know what happened. First of all, did you get an outfit?
Well, I did.
I bought
all white.
Even white shoes?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so how did it go?
Yeah. So, you know what? If Nancy's going to be on this conversation, too, let's just introduce her real quick.
Yeah.
Our guest is Dr. Nancy Lee. She's a psychologist, and also she wrote a book called Don't Sleep With Them Yet, A Badass Guide to Dating in 10 Empowering Steps. And this sounds like a tall order, but we're going to take care of all that.
Absolutely.
Right?
And I'm so happy to be here.
Aww. Well, thank you for being here. We really appreciate it. You know, what a way to start the week by analyzing my screwed up party.
And mine too.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, the party you went to.
Yeah, the one I went to. Yeah.
That's not good.
Well, yeah. So maybe Dr. Nancy can help us figure this out. But yeah, I did go and I bought clothes and stuff, even white shoes.
Okay, but did you have a good time?
Yeah.
You did?
Oh, did I have a good time?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, how come? God.
Why?
Okay.
Let's get into why.
First of all, I'm pissed at myself for listening to you because you said you got to get a ticket, right? You
got to
go.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, I'll face my fear and I'll go because I'm not that great with crowds. You know, with breaking the ice is the hardest thing for me.
For a lot of people.
Yeah.
Not for me. Absolutely.
Not for me,
not for her. She never stands alone for 2 seconds until guys hit her.
She's gorgeous. So, thank you.
Right. So you don't have that problem. When you're a 59-year-old man, I don't care what you look like. People don't walk up to you, or women don't just walk up to you. Or they don't to me anyway.
Well, women don't walk up to you because they're timid. It's not because they don't want to.
Right.
But they're feeling what you're feeling.
Right. Yeah.
So
right.
They're afraid to walk up to you.
Right. But she's not timid, so she'll do it. You know,
yeah.
I mean, she'll walk up to a guy.
But I'm a different breed. Like, I'm a very.
You're bolder.
Yeah.
You're bolder.
Right.
Like, but I'll walk up to a guy and just be like, here's my number. Use
that. Sam is shocked.
Right. And that's why. Yeah, and that's why people. I think you scared them away. You know?
It's also why I'm single.
Read my book.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm going to need to.
We'll talk more about Nancy's book in a little bit, and we'll delve into some of the advice. But first, we have to make the case of why we need her here in the first place.
Right.
And we're both pathetic when it comes to dating.
Sure are.
And we have different problems, but, you know, it's the same thing. So, at any rate, so I go feeling all good and everything, you know, it's in the hotel downtown. And I go, and so first you don't even know where to check in. You know, it's just so disorganized.
Oh, my God.
So you go around the pool. Finally, there's a little desk there. Okay, whatever. So I get there like half an hour later, right?
Okay.
After it started.
Okay.
And the place is empty. I mean, there's hardly any people. There's a couple people by the pool.
Good. That is not good.
No, so.
That's not good.
No, I mean, I'm walking up to the bar and there's nobody. I just ordered my drink right away, right?
Was it open bar?
No, you see, that's what you were wrong about. And I told you, for $20, they're not going to give you open bar.
That's ridiculous. Who would want to fucking go then?
Well, they did, everybody. I even saw women buy themselves drinks when they just got there, you know?
I mean, yeah, if I went by myself, I'd want. I'd be like, let me get a double tequila, please. Yeah.
Exactly, to get
hold
started.
Hold the orange juice.
Yeah. Break the ice.
So this was an all-white party, you know? That's why we're saying, you know, wore white. Even white shoes, you know? I figured, what the hell, it'll come in handy when I wear white shorts during the summer and stuff, you know? So instead of tennis shoes.
Right.
So yeah, and then I'm looking around, and it's mainly guys.
Told you it would be. Okay. You were like, I'm going to be the only guy there by myself.
No, listen. So they all look like bummed out or something, you know? A couple women. So I just thought, I took my beer, I sat down. At least there was a shaded place, you know?
And
so
a pool.
But going by the pool was out of the question for me. It was so friggin' hot.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it was really hot yesterday.
Right.
It's like 90 degrees.
105 here in the valley.
That's crazy.
I know. And even downtown it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
So at any rate, so I'm like, I'm not standing outside in the sun for more than 5-10 minutes, you know? So I sat inside, and then this guy walked up. Can I sit here? He sat there. We started talking and stuff. And I thought, good, somebody to talk to while things are going.
Right, you're not alone.
Exactly.
You start feeling more
comfortable. You don't feel like you're just sitting there like a jerk, like a lump on a log or something, you know? So, and then he takes off, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm feeling uncomfortable. And people start to come in, more women, more men.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, so I'm just trying to catch some looks and stuff. Nothing. Okay, nothing. Nobody's looking
my
way.
No eye contact?
I feel like he, like, makes shit up in his head as well.
Well, probably, but listen, I noticed, okay? Nobody was kind of looking. But again, you know. The thing is this, look, most people come with somebody, and I should not have gone by myself, and that's what I told her. If I go with somebody, it's easier because you have someone to fall back on. You don't look like those nerds that just stand there and hope that there'll be a
I wouldn't see it.
Were no women alone there.
I told him that every woman at the party is going to be with a girlfriend. I said every dude is going to be by himself. No dude is.
No, the dude came. Oh. No.
Yeah, 90% of the dudes were probably by themselves. The women were probably in a group.
But you don't always need you're talking about having a wingman?
Yeah.
Or a wingwoman? Yeah. But nobody, you said something really important. You said looking like a jerk. But nobody,
that's
really
in my head, right?
Head.
Thank you.
Danny, that is in your head.
Because
nobody
when I look at other guys, they look like jerks to me, you know? I'm like, oh, look, that guy's just standing there alone, doesn't know where he belongs. And that's how I feel.
But
I'm projecting, right?
You're projecting.
I
swear, no woman is looking at you and going, that guy is...
Why is he not talking to anybody? Don't you think that's
event, I wouldn't look at a guy by himself and say, well, look at this asshole. Like, I wouldn't do that.
Really?
I'd be like, we're at a dating event.
Well, not an asshole,
I wouldn't be like, he's a loser. He's by himself. We're at a dating event. Obviously, I would hope he's by himself.
Yes, absolutely.
But why isn't he talking? Everybody else is talking.
Because maybe you're feeling exactly how that woman that's staring at you, thinking the same thing about herself, is wondering. I feel like an ass at this event.
Plus, psychologically, people are more concerned. Everybody is very self-involved.
Right.
They're concerned
about.
They're not just looking at you. With all due respect, Sam, just staring at what is
I know.
That guy
I know.
Thinking or what's he doing here. They're really just involved with themselves.
Yeah.
If anything, they may glance at somebody for 2 seconds, and it would be probably, honestly, because psychologically this is how our brains work, probably be more about your appearance than what are you doing here.
Yeah,
or where are you standing or who are you talking to.
Right.
Yeah. No, I guess so. But why do I feel that way then?
You don't love yourself enough to be loved by anybody right now. Facts.
You think?
110%.
Yeah.
Did you talk to one woman at the party?
No. Not one. Nobody was available.
Oh no. It's
a mixer.
True.
You walk.
They were all talking.
But then you approach.
Yeah.
Hey ladies. Hi. Hello.
I would feel like
you should have texted me. I would have gone with you.
That.
I should have gone with you.
I know.
I did nothing yesterday. I really should have gone with you.
And then they told you later that they would have accommodated you, right? That's what you were saying.
I got a whole email. They were going to give me like a little table. I just read it this morning. Wow.
You would have gotten like special treatment because you see, she's got like a lot of followers, so people respect her.
Oh, that, see, how cool is that? But Sam, what you could have done is just, there's a group of three women talking. Hey, ladies. Isn't it a beautiful day? Look at this pool. How cool
while they're
is this?
Talking
anything.
And interrupt the
remember
conversation,
I, would be,
I could never in a million years
remember
do
I
that.
Remember I told you that like when I'm at the restaurant, I'll be in the middle of a conversation with a guy and another guy will just come up and enjoy the conversation. You just need to have that type of confidence. Even if you like are dying inside, you just really don't know where that, like you. The
you see,
woman,
once I said a word to you or once you said a word to me, once I'm in the conversation, I have no problem. It's just to break the ice. It's just being afraid of that rejection, you know? Because, like, I watched this guy. He, like, was talking to two girls. And then they're just like, okay, well, see you later. And they keep on going.
But
that's
part of the singles event.
I know.
It's like speed
dating.
But,
you see, I would have been, like, totally feeling rejected. Yeah.
But so what?
Yeah. It's, like, it's, what do you have to lose?
Think to yourself, if they're rejecting you, it's their loss.
Yeah.
Don't be like, oh, gosh, they rejected me. Just like, wait, that's their loss. I'm great. Mm-hmm. I'm terrific. I'm a catch. Mm-hmm. And you move on.
Maybe it seems too mechanical for me, like a party like that. You know, I don't know. Where you're like expected or I don't know. But listen, my complaint was that they did not have it organized. You know what
that's
I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, if it's a singles thing and it's given by a matchmaking company, you know, they should at least give you some kind of like icebreakers, right?
Little exercise.
Maybe a name tag or
you
something.
You didn't have a name tag?
No name tags.
No, that's ridiculous.
Right?
I agree. That's, they should have absolutely done it.
That's
so
what
you
I'm
can
saying.
Say to somebody, hey, Sherry.
Yeah.
Hi.
Break
I'm
the
Sam.
Ice, you know?
Yeah.
It's more personal.
I mean, I feel
this
like.
Felt like I was just at a bar or a
cold.
Club.
It felt
and,
cold.
And
I feel like
I
name
froze.
Tags would throw me off at a mixer.
But, you think so?
Yeah, I feel like if I went to a mixer and everyone had a name tag, I would need to get the fuck out of there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's
like,
you.
Like, I feel like this is a bye.
Yeah.
I feel like the icebreaker is, hi, what's your name? The fuck, Sam?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, hey, I think, did you find one woman attractive? Like, did you see anyone at the party where you're like, wow?
No. But there were a couple that I would have been interested in, yeah. And that I would have walked up to, but.
But you
and that's the thing. Yeah,
so listen. But the funny thing was, in the beginning, I was telling the guy, I told him, it's all guys here. It's like a sausage fest here, you know.
Did the guy leave the party, or he was
mingling? No. Then I saw him talking to some.
See,
to two women.
So you know what? He had a few beers, and he was like, "I am gonna find my wife." You, my friend, were like, "I'm gonna find my tan."
You see, because I don't drink to that point, but I think people do, and then they loosen up a little.
Yeah,
bit.
Yeah, I have
know?
To. I feel
or
a little
too
much.
So,
yeah.
I got back into the line, right? And there's a girl in front of me buying herself a drink. So I'm going, maybe I should say something, right?
Or buy her,
buy her that drink. Yeah, and pay for it, right?
Yeah.
So this guy's all around us. I'm intimidated because she's much younger, so I'm not going to really, I'm feeling like I have no chance with this, so why would I buy her a drink right now? Mm. And so in the meantime, I'm just waiting there 15, 20 minutes. I'm not getting any closer to the counter,
right,
to the bar. I just said, the hell with this, man. I don't want to drink. You know, so that's, I'm not one for parties, I guess. I don't know.
Or just change your MO. So this
no game at all.
None.
So, yeah, but even less about game and just about approach. So this attractive woman is there. I feel I don't have a chance with her. How much money would you waste if you bought her the drink?
No, but that's not I was thinking. I was just thinking that this is a sure rejection. So I'm not going to go for it.
No girl is ever going to turn down a drink, number one.
Right.
I can promise you that. Even if a guy's unattractive and he offers me a drink, I'm taking it.
Right.
Danny's right.
And I'd still have a conversation with him. Because, listen, there's been dudes that I have, like, debated going out with, and I wasn't really like, oh, like, you give my vagina butterflies. Like, I still was like, okay, well, he carries a good conversation. I'll debate it.
He's funny. Yeah. He's nice. He's personable. The only sure rejection is if you don't talk to her.
Exactly.
That's the sure
rejection.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Exactly. So basically,
switch your thinking.
Yeah, no.
I drove an hour there, an hour back to be there for an hour and a half.
An hour and a half at the party is pretty decent if you did something at the party.
Yeah,
but it seems like you did nothing but, you know, talk shit about other people in your head and talk shit about yourself.
About myself.
So, yeah.
Oh, you should have texted me, man.
I wanted to. I really wanted to.
I literally got home from the movies at 1 p.m. and I did nothing for the rest of the day.
I felt if you're not there, then you probably didn't want to come.
No, or I literally completely forgot about it because I worked.
They didn't contact you, yeah.
No, they did. I'm so pissed. They said, we put your name on the VIP list. Just come whenever you want.
Wow.
I was like, damn. Wow. Well, because I have a lot of followers, and I told them I wanted to talk about my first singles event on my YouTube, which would have been great content.
They're like, shit, this is going to cost us nothing.
Nothing.
And we're going to get like a post or two.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't go.
Oh, you should have texted me.
Honestly, Sam, I worked.
Oh, but you didn't know about this.
No, and I worked, so I completely forgot we even had this conversation. If you sent me a reminder on Saturday, I would have planned my whole day for Sunday.
Yeah.
You just didn't send me a reminder.
Well, I didn't know.
Because
you said if you're not going to go if they didn't contact you back, right?
Yeah, but I didn't even check. So if you texted me, I would have been like, oh, yeah, right, yeah, yeah. Right.
Okay.
So next time.
Well, I don't know.
Next time I'll go with you.
So, Nancy, obviously I badly need your services. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I don't even know if I can fix it.
Yeah, right? Shit. I mean, 59 years of misery like this. You know, this is from an early age. I remember there would be the hottest chick. And I just want to say something. So I just have crushes, but I wouldn't do anything about it.
Okay, you've got to get over your shyness. Absolutely. And definitely change, reframe your thinking. So I'm a clinical psychologist. I've been in practice for over 20 years, long time in Beverly Hills. And it's all about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what it's part of life. So I see a lot of guys like you actually who come in, they're you're nice looking, you're fine, you're personable, you do radio, you're funny,
but
they're like, they come to me and they're like, you know what, I just can't talk, I can't approach a woman, or I'd be at a bar and I freeze up. And I look at them and I think, okay, we've got a lot of work to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But it really does start with changing your thinking around.
It's got to be self-esteem, right? How you feel about yourself. Because to be honest with you, I don't feel that I am... I mean, look, knowing myself and what people tell me, people that know me, all right, I'm a great catch. But to me, I'm not.
Why?
Because I think I'm too old and I think I'm out of the loop already. And that's how it feels for me.
Okay, first of all, so relationships transcend age. I mean, honestly, I know men at all ages. You just mentioned you were 59. Yeah, 59 can have the attitude of somebody much younger.
Mm-hmm.
There's 59.
That's like my dad.
There's 59 going on 35,
yeah.
And there's 59 going on 85.
Yeah.
So I think one of the things you should absolutely try is stop getting so hung up on age.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you why. Maybe it's the dating apps that do that to me, because when I go for a certain age, I'm not getting anybody, you know, and I'm not really going that low. I mean, I'm talking late 40s or something, you know. And,
but the late 40s might be looking for someone in the early 40s or
exactly.
the 35s. Because, like, don't get
that's
it twisted.
What I'm saying.
Older women want younger men, too.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. So they don't even see me.
Yeah, but that's just
they're not
a
interested
small
in,
percentage.
Who's interested in this age group except someone who's even older than I am? You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Not necessarily.
Yeah, I don't agree with
not
that either.
You don't agree.
No,
yeah.
I feel like I
so
don't.
So my thinking is all screwed up.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's. If you meet someone and your chemistry is there, I don't think they're going to be like, well, we had great chemistry, but he's 59, so I can't do it.
Right.
No one's going to do that.
So you
got to
meet them first so the age doesn't become like
exactly.
a factor.
Like, I just hung out with someone who was 46 and the energy was through the roof.
Exactly.
It's like he's 16, almost goddamn 2 decades older than me. Like, he was in high school when I was not even born yet.
Right.
In fact, I talk about that in my book. I get into every teens, 20s, 30s, 40s,
yeah.
50s.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, every age of men. That's actually chapter... I have to think for a minute. Chapter 3 is Hard Truths, all about men and which to avoid. And I even make the point in there that there are guys in their 50s who are as vital and great as any guys.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's really more about how you present yourself, how you come off. I can just, so as a psychologist, I can pretty much, I see a lot of people and I can see already within like 10 seconds of meeting you, you have a youthful presence, attitude. You have a great sense of humor. Heck, you do radio. Come on.
No, that's so true. And I'm funny. I mean, I make people laugh and everything. Mm-hmm. And people like me when they know me.
Women listeners out there, he's great.
Hey, I'm great, guys. I just have a total screwed up view on life, period.
Yeah, but you know what it is? If you don't work on your self-confidence, no one will stay with you. Because I would never be with a man who didn't know his self-worth
No, no, but this is only when it comes to starting a conversation with a woman.
No, it's not,
it's not like I don't have confidence in my life. Look at all my accomplishments.
I'm talking about dating only.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm talking about dating only. For example, the two women that you just tried to date.
Right.
You shitted on yourself before that even began.
Yeah.
Women can sense that.
But did I tell you, by the way, that...
She
left a message saying she can't see me on Saturday. She canceled the date on Saturday.
And I hope you didn't respond. It's done.
I did not respond. That was it.
Yeah.
But it was a phone message, so that was nice.
Well, at least she called.
At least it wasn't a text, and she didn't ghost you.
Because we had gone on one date, and she even said that she was thinking about me. So that's why I'm like, okay, so maybe we're like to the next stage now. It was such a successful date, and we talked after that, but not really about anything personal or anything, you know?
And it's like when you were on the date, like you didn't talk about anything personal?
No, not on the date, after the date.
Oh, after the date.
Where you said, you know, you don't talk about the date.
Yeah, he likes to, he wants to, we discussed this on Friday, he would like to go on a date and then talk about the date with the person after. I said, you don't do that. If the energy's there, you just say, when the fuck is the next one? Like, when can I see
you? Exactly.
You don't say, hey, like, I really enjoyed this part of our date. You don't need to do that.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. That's
or ever, really. I feel like when it's good, you just like, no.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Absolutely. Sometimes when it, or a year later, oh, by the way, what were you thinking on
a first date? Yeah.
Exactly. Then it's fun. But also sometimes, even if she doesn't want to see you again, it's just, it can be really bad timing.
Yeah. You don't know what's going on with her. No,
exactly. There's missing pieces of the puzzle.
Right.
You're not going to do a jigsaw puzzle without all the pieces.
All the pieces. Yeah. That's true. So I shouldn't just assume. I should just move on. And that's it. Right?
There's a million women.
It's not even me. Yeah.
And he found her on a dating app. And I said, when you're on a dating app, you're dating multiple people.
Right.
Like, you're not just dating Sam.
Right. Exactly.
You're dating Sam, Ben, Mike.
Right. So then you choose.
Yeah.
And she is too. So
that's what I'm saying.
So there you go.
Maybe she just met someone who had just had a little bit more chemistry with her, and she's like, I'm gonna go down this path instead of this one, which could be the wrong path for her, but that's the path she decided to take.
Some of my patients are even on dating apps as they're taking break, men and women, they're taking breaks from a relationship. The relationship gets going again, and then okay, goodbye to everybody else. So really, you don't know what's going on with her.
Right. Right. But for some people, the dating apps don't work, like me, for example. So I gotta find other ways. And the best way, I think, and to avoid this age concern is to go out, right? And meet people in person.
And also tell friends, acquaintances, coworkers,
you
want to meet somebody.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, okay, they know what you're looking for. There's somebody more, I guarantee there are multiple women sitting and listening to this now and going, heck, oh my gosh, but who would love to go out with you? Especially, actually, the first most common way people meet these days is through friends. The second is internet. The second is internet.
See, I don't want to meet anyone through the internet.
No, yeah, but friends.
Absolutely. Friends, So you may not be doing enough of, hey, I'd like to meet somebody.
Right.
And also friends, like, invite you to things. You go to an event, you meet somebody, you know?
Yes. Right.
Yeah. You know, look, when it's not, that's a funny thing. Like, I can go to something, to a workshop or, something where I have no problem talking to people because it's not about dating, you know?
You're in your element.
Exactly.
Right.
So I can start talking to anyone. But the moment I'm interested in that woman, forget about it.
What do you mean?
Like, if I'm interested in a very beautiful woman, that's when I freeze.
that's where you have to get out of your head.
I know.
Just act rather than think. Yeah. You're a thinker. You're really intellectual. You're bright, but that's working against you. And
I know. I'm like, there's all these voices in my head making me crazy.
No, you have your own sensors. They used to censor radio, and now you're censoring your head.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that.
Yeah. Just go for it. I mean, you just got to think, what do I have to lose? That's what I think when I'm bold, and I'm like, hey, so like what... When are we doing this?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I need to think that way.
And I get rejected all the time, Sam.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm just
true.
Like, oh, well, you're lost. On to the next one. Yeah,
exactly.
She takes the risks.
That's, and by the way, psychology says that people who are risk takers do much better.
Yeah.
So if you don't take a risk,
right, then
you get there's no gain.
You're sure to lose, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
You're
absolutely.
Right.
You're
like,
right.
Listen, I saw a guy in the restaurant. Not last week, the week before. I gave him my number. We hung out. I knew after we hung out, this isn't for me, but at least I gave it a shot.
Right. Exactly.
Like, I knew within the first 10 minutes, this is going absolutely nowhere.
But if you hadn't given him your number, Danny, I'd be wondering. You would wonder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, I say a point in my book. I say, there's so much more to lose than not by not taking action.
Right.
All you that's really true. Lose is an absent. If somebody rejects you, or if you're disappointed, or a date doesn't go well, all you really lose is an abstract hope.
Right.
You don't lose anything, really.
That's true. Right.
So that's one way to look at it.
What a waste, man, of me at that party. But the thing is, I felt like, look, and then they were going to have an icebreaker, like synchronized swimming in the pool. I thought, great.
Wait, with the...
At the party there.
So with the guests?
No, not the guests.
Entertainment.
And I thought this would be a good icebreaker.
Danny, that would be fun.
No, I would be I'm good.
No, another people go to the party.
I just blew dry my hair.
But
my
thought that would be a nice icebreaker,
because
too. You can start talking about something, right?
Yes.
That never happened, at least not during the time I was there.
So wait.
It was supposed to start at 3, and at 3:30, they hadn't done it yet.
Maybe there wasn't enough people.
No, at that point, there were plenty of people.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There were a lot of people.
So they
at that
publicized
point.
It as having synchronized.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they never showed.
Well, they didn't do it like at least half an hour after it was supposed to happen.
Right.
So I just said, this place is not organized. I mean, there's nobody even to talk to from the organizers.
Right.
You know, one bar, everybody's busy. No. Anyway, so listen, enough about this party. Okay, Nancy, a little bit about you. How did you get into this? So you're a psychologist and you specialize in dating or just general relationships?
Everything. Actually, that's a really good question. I'm asked that all the time. I didn't start out specializing in dating, but just I'm a clinical psychologist, so it's a very general practice. So people come talking about anything from anxiety, depression, again, relationships, sex, money. But over time, a couple of years ago, everybody, men and women, were talking about really bad experiences dating.
Right.
So it was like the women were coming in, and it would be either, so if, you know, for very young women, it would be like, oh, you know, I met this really cute guy at a party. I hooked up with him, and okay, the next day they can't stop checking their phones for a text. So they're telling themselves, gosh, he's cute. I'm hooking up. And by hooking up, there's a range. So I'm talking about hooking up, sleeping together, not hooking up, kissing a guy.
Oh.
Can't stop checking their phones for a text that doesn't come. Then on the other hand, I had women like, and this is 20s, 30s, 40s, just on up. They'd get into a relationship really intense, really fast. They'd be sleeping together. The guy would be like, oh, I want to get married and have kids or whatever.
Right.
Within a couple weeks, maybe at the outset, a couple months, nothing. Just there'd be this, you know, a text. I'm really not ready for a relationship after all, or I have too much going on. Or sometimes the women didn't
Sounds familiar.
Uh-oh. Okay. Come see me after the show. Or sometimes the women didn't even receive the courtesy of a text. The guy just disappeared.
Yeah. See, I respect people that have the balls to at least ghost.
Right.
Like, listen, it's not going to work, but like, thanks for the memo.
There's ghosting and now there's slow fading, too. Yeah. Have you heard of that? And that's what she did to me this past week.
Yes.
It's slowly.
Like they give you, they're crumbs. Yeah. They're leaving out a little
exactly,
crumb
like,
trail.
Yeah.
You get
less
crumbs.
Frequent text.
Yeah.
This suddenly, boom, don't date.
Ghost gone.
Right.
See ya.
Yeah. So basically, I was like, wow, it wasn't just one or two patients a week. I would be getting about 3-4 patients every week, new patients
right.
who were talking about the same thing.
Wow.
And then from the point of view of the men, it would be like all about these performance issues. Like, wow, if I don't come on to this woman right away, the first, second date, she's going to think less of me. She's going to think I'm inferior, and then excuse my crudeness, but guys who thought of themselves as studs suddenly couldn't get erections. They were having performance problems, and they had a pressure, like they felt the pressure to hook up.
I feel like men don't speak on it often, but I think men are more in their head than females are.
Probably.
Like, I feel like a lot of men, like, just freak themselves out, but want to act like they're not freaking themselves out.
Yes.
And in the end, try to flip it on the female, like, you fucked this up. But in terms, so they true. Really did.
That's so true. Well, Sam's in his head.
Yeah.
All the time.
We don't know about sexual.
Yeah.
But he's definitely in his head on dates.
Yeah.
But yeah, Danny, that's a great point. Because so many women assume that men just know what they're doing.
Right.
And they're all confident. And it's women. Men are absolutely as insecure as you are.
Yeah.
And women don't.
Even good looking men.
Absolutely.
And rich men and powerful men. I'm like, you guys are insecure as fuck too.
Right. You see, that's what
And athletic men. I had one guy come in. I don't want to say what sport, but he was a professional. I'm not going
to
say because
I'm about
he'll
to
be mad. He'll be mad at me.
Yeah, client privilege.
But he was a professional athlete. Women throwing themselves at him, and he's insecure.
Really?
So there you go. There you go.
I was just telling Sam I met a professional athlete at my job, and I know I want to sleep with him. I'm probably going to sleep with him on the first night.
No.
Yes, I am.
Okay, we need to talk about that.
Danny, read my book.
No, but honestly, I saw him at one point, and
he's hot.
He's very good looking. And he's very tall, and I've seen him with women all the time at my restaurant. But I'm like, for some reason, I don't know why when he walks into the restaurant, I get that feeling in the pit of my stomach like I'm about to get on a roller coaster. And I don't ever get that. I can just walk up to a guy and be like, here's my number, call me. So I waited for him to approach me, and I kissed him, and he was like, after we kissed, he like ran off. And I was like, okay. So he's like texting me and was like, I'm nervous. I never get nervous.
He said that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very cool.
And
so
you
both have this amazing chemistry. Already.
But we haven't even talked. We haven't even had a conversation.
But there you go. Pheromones. It's all between you. There's so much in body language, look, eye contact. You've had that.
Right.
And you guys, it's crazy that he's feeling that too. Crazy in a good way.
And I keep saying, because it's been like over a week and he hasn't asked to see me or hang out with me. And I'm like, if he really wanted to, we would have by now. But maybe he's in his head about it.
He may be in his head, or again, timing. He may be seeing somebody.
Or multiple people.
Or multiple. right. Or multiple people and not want to mess that up.
Yeah.
Don't you want to keep that going? The chemistry, the minute you sleep with him, that's done. It's not done if you're in a relationship with him. But if, say, you see him, you guys go out, you sleep together, that takes away the mystery, the eroticism, the butterflies are not going to happen. Yeah. Why not keep the butterflies, assuming you do see him? And Danny, you have a great personality. You're smart. You're beautiful. You'll see him.
Right.
But trust me, you'll see him. But why not keep those butterflies going longer? Don't the butterflies feel really exciting and good?
Yeah, but I feel like when I sleep with people, they don't go away. Maybe for the man they do, but for me, they don't.
Okay, another good point. They'll go away for him.
Yeah.
Almost guaranteed.
Yeah.
That's almost guaranteed. For you, yes, it'll stay longer. Our brains are wired differently.
Right.
Oh. And unfortunately, a lot of women don't get that. That was a really good point you just made.
Right.
The butterflies are going to stick around for the women,
right,
not necessarily for the guy. So men have 20 times more testosterone than women. They think about having sex almost constantly.
Right. So do I, though. It's weird. I feel like I have like the sex drive of a man, and I'm never having sex.
But maybe with you, it's psychological. I think you're trying to accomplish, to find like relationships through sex, wouldn't you say that?
Well, I don't want to have a relationship with someone I don't enjoy having sex with either.
That's
like, that's
true,
gonna be a waste of my. Imagine if I invest like a whole 2 months into a guy and we finally sleep together, and I'm like, Wow.
Okay.
Goodbye.
So that's the topic of your book, Dr. Nancy. So tell us about this. Okay. Yeah. For those of you just joining us, we're talking to Dr. Nancy Lee. She's a clinical psychologist in Beverly Hills, and she wrote the book, Don't Sleep With Him Yet, A Badass Guide to Dating in 10 Empowering Steps. And this is aimed mainly at women readers, yes. I mm-hmm. suppose.
Yes.
Now, this book is... I looked it up. It just came out, right?
Right, last Tuesday.
Well, congratulations!
Yes, 1 week old.
It's brand new.
Yeah, yeah, it's
brand new.
Your baby, right?
Yeah, it's my absolutely. It's my third baby. That's exactly what I call
that's
it.
That's awesome, though.
Tell me something. How long did it take you to write this?
The research and the writing, about 5 to 6 years.
Oh wow!
Oh, damn.
A long time. Well
was, then we owe her to read the book, man. I mean, she's put so many years of her life into.
Well,
this,
it was my moonlight job. It was remember?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So, but Danny, getting back to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back to me, Sam.
Back to you. You're,
yeah,
you're,
it is your
it's
turn.
It's all about me.
Eventually.
There are times that women enjoy sex as much or more than men, especially if the man cares about the woman's enjoyment.
Right.
Okay. So there are times that women are not looking for a relationship or a cosmic connection. They just want sex just because mm-hmm. or because it feels good or for the adventure mm-hmm. or the excitement. Mm-hmm. That's one thing.
Right.
But if you're
I would never ever date an athlete seriously. Like I'm never, for me it's just like, why not sleep with them on the first night, because I'm never going to take you seriously anyway. You might give me butterflies, but that's as far as that shit is going to go.
Can you okay, if you sleep with him first night, can you promise me that you're not going to be bummed out if he doesn't get in touch with you the next day or the next week? Honest answer.
Well, it happens
really
to
honest
her.
Answer.
Yeah, I mean,
that.
I just hooked up with a actor who's pretty famous, and after I thought we had an amazing chemistry. He's older, like I said, and afterwards he went 1 week without saying anything to me, but was watching my Instagram story every single day, and then finally hit me with the, I'm going out of town for a few weeks also. I don't know where it's going, but I met someone. I just want to be honest with you.
Okay, let me ask you, were you disappointed?
I wasn't shocked because he seemed like a little bit of like a playboy, but
player.
I was more of on the lines of, wow, I thought I was going to have a hookup, like a consistent hookup. But I wasn't like, I didn't leave there thinking we were going to fall in love and walk down an aisle.
Okay, but at least you wanted something more.
Like at least
you wanted
a few
something,
times.
A follow up, yeah. Something more.
Like
right.
Especially because I'm pretty good at reading vibes, and
yes.
I've had decent vibes with people and I've had great vibes with people and we had a great vibe. So
okay.
I'm just a little confused why he wouldn't want to see me at least one more time.
Because he got what he wanted. He
yeah.
slept. I
yeah.
mean,
exactly.
Yeah, you guys hooked up. Mm-hmm. It was like, he's done. His butterflies are gone.
I don't even think he had butterflies.
Oh, no.
That's so,
no.
Well, why is it that a man only after one time he's over?
Yeah,
you're saying he
weird.
Got what he wanted. I mean, what if he wanted, like, you know, more than once?
Well, then he would.
Are men like that, though?
They can't. Okay. So here's a really good example. How many of your buddies have you been talking to, and they say they go to this was not your party or you,
right.
but they say, you know what, I'm going to this party or I just really want to get laid. How many
right.
times you don't hear women say that really?
Right.
And another thing, if so, sex for a man is a huge incentive inbred in their brains to get to know a woman better.
Right.
So the potential for having sex. So if like you have sex right away, okay, that's taking away a huge incentive to like talk to her to get to know who she is.
And the anticipation too, you know, the anticipation part is amazing.
But I feel
when you wait a few dates, you know?
But I feel like if you spend 6 hours talking to somebody before you have sex and you have sex and it's great, why wouldn't you want to see them again? That for me, I get that men are like that, but for me, that doesn't make any sense. Like for me, I look at it like, okay, so he got what he wanted, right?
Yes.
But why did you want it to begin with if it was just going to be this one? Like,
well,
are you even going to remember fucking me? Like,
right.
why would you do it to begin with?
Right.
That's what doesn't make sense to me.
Well,
for any
to
man.
Do it once and then to move on, right?
But what's the point? Like, even for, like, athletes
because
are...
Isn't it conquest?
It's the challenge. That's one thing. So, psychologically, it's the conquest. Men
it's
love...
Like, it's
the
like
chase,
notches on your belt. Every woman that you get, you know?
The chase, the challenge. And then I also call it in my book a testosterone itch.
Yeah.
So, imagine this guy has an itch.
Right.
Danny, you scratched it.
Yeah.
Right?
You're right.
So, yeah. So, it's like, done. Okay, the next time... Now, the next time he gets his itch... The next time he has his itch,
right.
we don't know who's going to scratch it. It might be you. it may not. It also depends what a man is looking for in life.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. Fuck him, though. Yeah,
well, you never know.
You're
never
an
know.
Ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
a really hot asshole, but you're an ass.
Right.
So tell me something, Dr. Nancy. The question is, do you see differences in the thinking between, let's say, my generation and Danny's, right?
Hold, I mean, have the energy drink went like straight through me.
Here. Oh, great. Oh, I thought you spilled it. Okay. Oh, yeah. If she has to run to the bathroom. Yeah. All right. But you know what I'm saying, though?
Yes, definitely. So it definitely plays out generationally. So women Danny's age, now Danny is a very strong, confident young woman, and she's got a great attitude. But unfortunately, a lot of women of Danny's generation have been told, you have to sleep with a guy. Mm. You have to, you're dating a guy, you have to hook up with him right away. So these women are getting this message, even, and it's cultural, and it's from men too, like, almost like I see so many women in my practice, young women, who feel obligated to sleep with a guy. So they're not necessarily sleeping with a guy because they really want to.
Right.
That isn't Danny's issue. Danny wants to, but I see a lot of women who are, don't really, they're going out with a guy, it's been a couple of dates, and they're like, oh wait, if I don't sleep with him, he's going to dump me. Let him dump you. If a dude is not willing to wait for when you're calling the shots on sex, he's not your soulmate.
That's
and
true.
And again, so that's with a lot of the younger women. Some of the older women have a little bit about that, but this is unfortunate. But some of women, say your age, have been burned so often that they're actually not buying into that cultural message anymore. Yeah, they tend to be a little bit more, hey, you know, if I don't want to sleep with this guy, I'm just not going to.
Yeah, that's
and let
true.
Him walk.
And they look more for long-term relationships, right? Where the young people still have that time to play around and play the field and stuff like Danny.
Right. That's a very good point.
Yeah. But a woman in her late 40s, 50s, she wants to know it's a long-term relationship. She doesn't want to have to start dating again at 60.
I mean, sometimes when I really like a guy, I'm thinking, okay, could this be long-term? Like, I sometimes go into situations like I just want to have fun. And then like after like the 10th time I hang out with him, I'm like, all right, wait a second. Like, I think I might actually want to be with him.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Like, I could sit and say, oh, I want to sleep with this guy on the first night. But if we sleep with each other on the first night and we continue to sleep with each other, I'm probably going to want to be with him.
That's how women's brains work. I also make the point in my book that what people, men or women, and this is really backs up what you said, what you want when you're 20 may change from what you want when you're 30. A woman 30 or 32, 33 who wants kids is not necessarily wanting to just hook up with a guy because, hey, it's fun or it's exciting. She's wanting a relationship. She's thinking, is this guy going to make a good husband, a good father? This is somebody who wants kids in a family.
Right.
And men too.
Yeah.
You have the difference in the mindset. Oh, wow, man, there's a way different mindset between a guy who's 24 and completely testosterone driven and a guy who's 34 and wants to settle down with kids in a family. And even, or you mentioned a woman who doesn't necessarily want to be dating in her 60s. So many women are who've maybe gotten out of, they're divorced or widowed or gone, and they actually want a great relationship because they also appreciate that security or the just stability of being in a great relationship. Hey, don't have to worry about who to go to the movies with.
Right.
He's sitting right next to me.
Yeah. Oh,
that's true.
Yeah. So I wanted to, let's plug your appearance tomorrow at Barnes & Noble.
Yes.
At the Grove.
So tomorrow, Tuesday evening, 7 to 9, I'm going to be doing a discussion and signing about the book. It should be a lot of fun.
Really?
I'll be reading different passages and things. So
cool. You'll have a lot to talk about. Obviously, people like, you know, bombard you with questions. Mm-hmm.
All the time.
And you're a wealth of information, you know, and that's really cool. So what time is it tomorrow?
7 p.m. 7 p.m. Tomorrow evening at 7.
So this is one of the major Barnes & Nobles in town. And maybe the only one left, really.
I was about to say, I'm glad you said that and not me.
Really, I mean, there's
the
not
only
that
show
many.
In town.
There's a couple here in the valley. They used to have like dozens of them, you know?
Back home, there was like a million. Now there's only like one in like Salem, New Hampshire or something. I'm like, wow, crazy. Because sometimes I think all the dating books I've ever got was just from me randomly walking around Barnes & Noble, not from like... knowing, you know, it's just like, oh, this looks interesting. Let me buy it.
Yeah, it's fun, you know. Yeah. Right. That's why, I mean, the ones that have stayed are very busy, you know. So it's just you don't understand why.
Because people still like buying books,
right? Absolutely, right. And by the way, like I say, this is not your mother's old worn out rules. I think you can tell from talking to me. It's one I quote feminists. There's people don't realize there's a great feminist, Naomi Wolf, who wrote The Porn Myth, but even she said. This is a quote from her. Your vagina used to have an exchange value. That's a direct quote.
Ah.
So there's a lot in there. Really is a lot in this book. It took me so long to write because I didn't want to just give people advice or guidance based on what I was saying, although some of my own stories are in there. But I was doing it based on what really research, science, patient stories. It's really packed. It's backed up. Really well.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you guys are going to find out just about anything you want, you know, how and where to meet good men, right? And exactly which men to avoid.
Oh, that's a great chapter.
Yeah, the real reasons.
I'm going to read that today before I go to work.
Yeah. The real reasons guys bail on you from first date forward. Yeah, I want to know that. I want to know everything that's going on with relationships. Dr. Nancy Lee, I think I need a lot of work, right?
Well, you have to start with my second chapter. It's all about how to amp up your self-confidence. And I give a lot of really good tools in there.
Really?
So it's really practical.
Right.
Like you can read this and think. It's things that I do with patients in therapy.
Right.
Oh, my gosh, thank you. I'm doing this now, and I feel so much more confident.
Right.
So there's a lot of really specific practical things in here, too.
Very nice. Very nice. Mm-hmm. And this took a while, and you've been doing this for 20 years.
Something, 20
plus. In your profession.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
A long time.
Okay.
Wow.
We're not giving away my age on the air, so I'm too vain.
Very cool. So where are you originally from, L.A.?
I'm from Los Angeles.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I grew up here.
Wow. I don't know that many people that actually...
I know. When people come on here and they're from here, we're like, oh.
Right. I've lived elsewhere. I've lived in New York and I've lived in Texas and Dallas. And so I've luckily lived elsewhere, but I'm from here.
Very nice. And you mentioned children too, right?
I have sons. Yeah. So I write a book for
hopefully
girls,
your sons are treating the girls out there correctly.
Yeah, no.
No, she teaches them well, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. So tell us the name of the book again and where can people find it?
So it's Don't Sleep With Him Yet, A Badass Guide to Dating in 10 Empowering Steps. My website is not up yet. So in the meantime, you can go to Amazon. Mm-hmm. You can go to Barnes & Noble. I'll also be posting Facebook event, lots of events on the Facebook page, which is Don't Sleep With Him Yet / the book.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm posting excerpts, these great radio interviews, lots of stuff.
And she's going to be at Barnes & Noble at the Grove. If you're in the city, you can go there and then visit Farmer's Market and stuff there, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's fun place.
Yeah, the Grove is always busy,
It's very cool there. So if you're in L.A., go do that. Otherwise, you can get it online. You can get it in a bookstore. And we're very fortunate to have you. You know?
Oh, it's been a lot of fun. I don't want the interview to end.
I know, it's
really
so short.
Fun.
Well, I tell you what, you're welcome back anytime.
Yeah. I would love to. And I'll have my it will be a better hair day.
You should come back in like 6 months and see how me and Sam's dating lives have
Let's do it.
Or gotten worse.
I'm not waiting 6 months. She's coming back in a month.
Yeah, come back in a month.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
That's free tomorrow morning.
Nancy, and if people want to be patients of yours, how can they find you?
Oh, that's also. Mm-hmm. So Yeah. So my email, and that's a great question. If they want to, or just if you even want to ask me a question, I'm open to questions. It's Nancy Lee, NancyLee, PhD at hotmail.com.
Sounds
no
good.
Punctuation in there.
And then you can Google
we're
that.
We're still rocking the Hotmail, huh?
Yeah. And you can look online. I'm sure if you Google the name and the name of the book, you'll find her. Or Beverly Hills Psychologist or something.
Absolutely. Google the name of the book right now. And by the way, when the website is up, which should probably be within the next couple of weeks, it's don'tsleepwithhimyet.com.
Okay.
But that's not quite yet.
It's such a catchy title.
I know. People will
it's like, damn you, I'm going to sleep with him right now.
Right.
Oh, well. Well, Dr. Nancy Lee, again, thank you for joining us. All the best to you guys. You see, she's wealth of information. Please go out and get the book. Danny and I are fighting over one copy here. But... we'll tell you what we learned, right?
Yeah.
All right.
She'll be back in a month.
Yes. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you all lovingly tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.